Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. After developing underground for 17 years, a swarm of buzzing cicadas will soon emerge across eastern Ohio. A lot has changed since they were last here in 1999, and one difference is the emergence of citizen science in the digital age.
All right.
Cleveland Metro Parks naturalist Mark Warman is digging cicada larvae out of a dirt-filled dish.
It's very difficult to keep them alive in captivity.
Known as a nymph, it lumbers across his hand.
This is a 17-year-old insect that I've got in my hands right now, and this is like a senior in high school.
Soon, it will shed its youthful exterior and emerge as a full-fledged adult. It's part of a phenomenon unique in nature. The 17-year cicada, called periodical cicadas, are found only in the eastern U.S. A 13-year cousin lives in the southern states. A patchwork of 12 populations, called broods, emerge in succeeding years from the Mississippi to the Atlantic states. This year, it's brood 5's turn. As adults, these bumbling teenage nymphs will find their voice. Emerging in their millions, it's one of the loudest sounds in nature, louder than a landing jet. The 17-year cicada has baffled scientists and intrigued people since the time of the Pilgrims. William Bradford, governor of the Plymouth Colony, was the first European to encounter them when, in 1633, he wrote, "They made such a constant yelling noise as made all the woods ring of them." The Pilgrims, reminded of the biblical plague, called them locusts, a misnomer that still pops up today. The scientific name is Magicicada, playing off their magical Methuselah-like powers. 2016 is the latest in 3 million years of 17-year cycles. But how did it come to be?
That's one of the great mysteries of biology.
Gene Kritsky teaches biology at Mount St. Joseph College in Cincinnati and has been tracking periodical cicadas for 40 years. He says the answer may involve math.
The benefit of having a 17-year life cycle is that it's a prime number. And by having a prime number life cycle makes it pretty difficult for a predator to evolve synchrony with that life cycle, a specialized life cycle like that.
The benefit for the cicadas is they come out in such huge numbers every 17 years that no matter how many bugs get eaten, there are still millions more to carry on the line.
A good analogy that I've used before is if you walk outside and find the world swarming with flying Hershey's Kisses. Humans, we eat a lot of them, but eventually get tired of eating them.
And this year, cicada scientists are converging on Ohio, not to eat them, but to map the Brood 5 emergence. Leading the effort is John Cooley, who teaches biology at the University of Connecticut. He says the key to unlocking the mystery of cicadas' unique lifestyle is by better understanding how all the broods fit together.
The kinds of questions I want to ask about the evolution of periodical cicadas, they're kind of stuck until we have a better idea where the different broods and where the different species are found.
Ohio's Brood 5 includes 3 separate species of 17-year cicadas, and Cooley and his team of citizen scientists will be diligently mapping them by listening to their unique songs. Roy Troutman is a master cicada tracker from the Cincinnati area.
My ears are attuned to the sound. If I hear a cicada, no matter what species, I can just like automatically I can hear it in the background.
As a citizen scientist, he's helping Cooley pinpoint where each species occurs in Brood 5. All the data is being gathered on Cooley's website, magicicada.org. There's a portal where anyone who sees cicadas can contribute data. Cooley is eager to hear what citizen scientists in Northeast Ohio discover.
So it'll be a good question to see whether we have all 3 species going all the way up to the top of the brood.
And that's where Cleveland Metro Parks naturalist Mark Warman comes in. He's leading the effort to engage the public in the mysteries of Magicicada and helping fill in gaps in maps from the last time they were here in 1999.
We don't have that granular or that detailed level of information, and that's really what we hope to capture in this emergence is, are they in your backyard? Are they in the park near your home? Take a picture, share it with us, or fill out our cicada reporting form.
After 17 years underground, the bugs are emerging into the internet age with hashtag Brood5 and hashtag Cicada 2016, websites and GPS. This will certainly be the most documented arrival. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.